Was Moves Like Jagger. I couldn't get away from that song, so we had to hear it. Yeah, Joe likes that song, so does Strauss. It was great. It's still kind of a gem.
It's
not
a party in here.
Yeah. So a couple tournament updates for you. Joe recently filled out the bracket in the studio. Our first number one seed, Drake, was eliminated from the tournament the other day.
That was crazy.
That was a major upset. He lost to Kendrick Lamar. We also lost Meek Mill as well, who fell to Post Malone. Double upset there. Crazy. Out of left field. Big bracket buzzer.
Like, all of the brackets, because it took me literally, like, a half hour to actually, like, grade all of the brackets because Strauss wasn't here. And so I had to do that, like, all by myself. And it took me literally a half hour just to go through and cross out how many people had Drake going out as the number one seed that he was the one that everyone had winning.
Yeah, it was a lot of
insane.
Like Joe was saying, a lot of brackets had him not only progressing far in the tournament, but winning the whole thing. And so to have him eliminated like that was insane.
And a lot of people had Ed Sheeran, and he also got eliminated on the Billboard region. It was Rihanna and Bruno Mars that are actually continuing in this tournament.
Yeah, our Sarah Jackson with her perfect bracket is no longer the perfect bracket because she had Ed Sheeran going all the way as well. I think she had Ed Sheeran winning the whole thing, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so now with him out, her perfect bracket is no longer perfect.
Yeah, we don't have any more perfect brackets. So it's now whoever has the least wrong, I guess.
The closest to perfect that we can get here at Sterling Radio. But now that we have Mr. Strauss fix the computer for us, so we're going to try and stream you a song. We're going to actually do Purple Rain, but done by Maroon 5, specifically Adam Levine, their lead singer. It also features Patrick Monahan, the lead singer of Train, you know, the Soul Sister guys. A quick little aside about Train. Mr. Strauss actually turned me on to Train's cover of Led Zeppelin 2. So if you're interested in Led Zeppelin and you're curious about, you know, hearing a different sound, Train actually did a really, really well-done cover album for that.
Did they really?
Yeah, I'd highly recommend it.
A lot of people can't, like, do Zeppelin very well, so that'd be really interesting just to actually hear that.
Yeah, it's he sounds pretty close to, you know, the Led Zeppelin sound. They do all the songs from 2, so you can hear Moby Dick. So it's like it's a testament to the whole band, not just the singer. But anyway, Purple Rain was performed at Howard Stern's 2014 birthday bash. Adam Levine and Patrick Monahan teamed up and did it. So we're gonna play it for you guys, and it's 7 minutes. So, you know, get some popcorn, sit back, relax, maybe have a shave, and enjoy.
never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time, see you laughing. We'll be right back.
Purple Rain by Maroon 5, well, Adam Levine, not only demonstrating his vocal talents, but he's also shredding it on guitar, not to mention that. It's always a fun song to see covered. Bruno Mars also did a great version of it at the Super Bowl halftime show a couple years ago. So Purple Rain, always a fan favorite, and I hope you liked it too, as long as you made it through that 7-minute performance. But continuing with the music, we're going to play Daylight, another Maroon 5 song that, if you've been living on Earth, you probably heard it. Here it is. It's March Mayhem and Music. Enjoy.
Here I am waiting. I'll have to leave soon. Why am I holding on? We knew this day would come. We knew it all along. How did it come so fast? This is our last night, but it's late. And I'm trying not to sleep, 'cause I know
Daylight right here on Sterling High School Radio. Another fun song by them. One moment, we're going to be joined by a special guest, and you'll hear the music, and you know what that means. It's time for a tournament update, courtesy of Mr. Rob Strauss.
Heck yeah. Let's go. It's tournament time. Back in the studio after a two-day hiatus. Nice little trip to Buffalo / Toronto. But we're back. It's tournament time. The last region was real bracket buster for a lot of people. It was for a while. Sarah Jackson was in the lead for a while, but the Ed Sheeran-Bruno Mars matchup absolutely killed her. She had Ed Sheeran going to the tournament final and then winning the whole thing, and now she is... her bracket's busted. It's not bad. She only has four wrong out of this entire tournament, which is very respectable. However, with her having Ed Sheeran as the winner, she's kind of ruled out a little bit. Well, so we'll see how it goes. So right now, we have Jack Hoban, Sarah Jackson, and the senior girls tennis team.
Tennis!
However, they have Rihanna as the champion. Jack has Kendrick Lamar as a champion, and Sarah Jackson has Ed Sheeran. So every day it changes. We have a whole bunch of people that have five wrong. And let's see who's in this mix as well. We have Maya Edwards of Radio 3 fame here. Dorothy Trusty, as well as Amber Pearson, have five wrong, and they each have different winners. So it's going to come down to the wire. It's going to come down to the next week or so and see what happens. But it's going to be fun, and we're looking forward to a great tournament today. Maroon 5 and One Direction.
It makes me really sad that no one has Maroon 5. Because I really thought that this bracket was like...
I know. My personal opinion, Maroon 5, hopefully, is going to come out of our bracket. And I'm thinking Kendrick Lamar is going to come out of the Cloud Chasers region. So I would agree with that. I'm thinking we're going to get a Maroon 5, Kendrick Lamar. And I'm not sure Maroon 5 can beat Kendrick Lamar.
I don't think so.
He upset Drake. So. I mean, he can upset another
scene. He's on a run.
Yeah.
He's on a run. But you never know. So we've got three leaders in the clubhouse right now. And again, the winner will get a $5 Wawa gift card. Because now the perfect bracket is out. I was going to double it for a perfect bracket. However, obviously that's not going to happen. And so...
roasted.
Got him.
Got him. And so then we've got that going for us, which is nice. And so, and of course, the Sterling Radio shirt as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Have we had
one of those.
Do you not have one?
No, I don't have one.
Win a bracket.
Oh, got her.
Win a bracket.
Get good, okay. Jill.
Just be better.
Yeah. Just be you, but a better you.
Right. We love you.
What? Yeah. I'm taking this class for no credit. What?
What?
Out of the kindness of your heart, right?
I know.
I can leave.
Have we had a perfect
bracket? There's never been a perfect bracket. Never been a perfect bracket. So
we almost had it this year. Sorry, Sarah.
Sarah, yeah, she had, looking ahead, like, I think she knew going forward that it was going to be tough for her.
It was downhill from there.
It was going to be real tough, because I knew she had Ed Sheeran winning the whole thing. And I knew, I think if Ed Sheeran got past Bruno Mars, I think he would have had a shot.
Yeah.
But that was a big test.
I think that was really, like, that was a bold move, having...
But in order to win big, you got to bet big.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, good for her. She's still in it. Because you never know. She might finish with just four losses. You never know. But right now, it's not looking good.
Yeah, well, when you get to this part of the bracket, things are trying to get a little messy, you know, trying to find, especially once you lose that perfect bracket, you're trying to find, like, you know, least amount wrong.
She also has One Direction beating Maroon 5, which is your artist coming up next,
which I know that
you guys don't like.
Yeah,
but
we're going to get to them in a second.
Like
get to them. But that's your tournament update here on Sterling Radio. I am back, and live shows all week. Tomorrow is the matchup of 21 Pilots and the top seed in that region, Panic at the Disco. So we'll have to harness your inner Ryan Farmer from a couple years ago and listen to that matchup. That's going to be a great show. Looking forward to that one tomorrow from Mad Lads Rock region. Make sure you guys tune in to that. And then Wednesday, weather permitting. Not sure what's going to go on with this. Another nor'easter, because why not? It's only been the 7th in the last week. Kendrick Lamar and Post Malone, and then the other regional final is Bruno Mars and Rihanna. So that should be a good one as well. So guys, enjoy the show.
Thanks for coming on, Mr. Strauss, giving us that tournament update.
Always.
Also, when he said clubhouse, I was gonna say which clubhouse, and then I was gonna try and put Mickey Mouse in there, but you guys talk too much, so. Ha! That was a pun.
Oh, man.
Ha!
You're batting 1,000 today, Jill.
Keep up the good work.
Don't quit your day job.
I don't have a job.
All right, have a good show, guys.
Thanks. Anyway, so that was a brief guest appearance by Mr. Strauss. We're going to get off to our final Maroon 5 song. It's another cover. This one for all you soul fans out there. We're going to be playing Let's Stay Together, the of course, the Al Green song. This time, again, done by one Mr. Adam Levine. A man of many talents, a jack of all trades, dare I say. Here's a fun fact for you. This version of the song was recorded on French TV in 2010. So
Woo!
Luckily he sings it in English, though.
Shout out to French TV. It is in English, actually, because I listened to it.
Yeah. So this is going to be our final Maroon 5 song, so I hope you enjoy. Let's Stay Together by Maroon 5. Well, Adam Levine, I keep doing that. But a wonderful cover, really a soulful rendition of that already amazingly soulful song. Again, showing how...
soulful it is.
Yeah, a bowl full of soul for you on a Monday morning. but anyway, our final Maroon 5 song, I hope you enjoyed. Polls will be, of course, going up at the end of the block in, you know, about 20 minutes or so.
Probably, yeah.
But moving on to the second half of our bracket, we're going to be playing some One Direction here for you today. By this point in the tournament, it's no secret that Jill and I
are not fans of them.
Yeah, that's putting it delicately. Of course, we're going to bring you the best music that we can find from them, but personally, we hope you don't vote for them. just, you know.
That was so mean.
Not that we're biased or anything, just don't vote for them. Anyway, our first
no
song.
No bias here.
Our first song we're going to play by them is Midnight Memories. Hope you enjoy.
tub. A different day. Tell me that I'm wrong, but I do what I please. Way too many people in the Addison Lane. Now I'm at the age when I know what I need. Oh, midnight memories. Oh, 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 baby, you and me, stumbling in the street, singing, 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 singing. Midnight memories.
That was Midnight Memories from One Direction. As we were listening to that, I noticed that it sounds suspiciously like a certain Rush song.
Suspicious.
So we're going to try something here. We're going to play the Rush song in the background and see if you can hear it. It's Spirit of Radio, by the way. So that's the Rush song. I believe the beginning of Midnight Memories sounds exactly like Spirit of the Radio. We're not going to play the whole song, just the beginning part. This part, I believe...
It does...
It's coming up. Wait for it. Here it comes. Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah. It's definitely the same thing.
That's... Wow.
Anyway. So,
I hope that crushed everyone's dreams. You're welcome.
Any excuse to play Rush, of course. But, unfortunately... We're not here to listen to Rush, as much as I would love to listen to Rush instead of One Direction. But that was the beginning of Midnight Memories. I know a lot of One Direction fans might not be Rush fans, but it's fun to see, you know, they probably just stole it and didn't give any credit, but
wow,
it's fun to see how music can overlap like that. But anyway, that was Midnight Memories, like I said, bringing you One Direction music. Our next song we're going to play, continuing with our theme of covers from artists, it's going to be The Chain. It's Harry Styles doing a BBC session. I found this one doing the prep for this show. I thought it was great. I love The Chain. The song is probably my favorite Fleetwood Mac song. And I thought Harry did a really good job. So here it is on Sterling Radio.
And if
Was The Chain a very good cover, I think, personally.
It doesn't really sound like him, actually.
No, it's definitely,
in my opinion,
definitely a unique sound for him. They get kind of a little weird at the end there with the sound effects, kind of like Chemical Brothers-y. But still, a really decent cover and definitely a tough song to do from a musician standpoint. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that song. We're going to do a double shot now of One Direction because we just can't get enough of them here at Sterling Radio. We're going to be playing Heart Attack, and then followed by that, we're going to do One Thing. You probably know these songs.
Yeah.
Definitely One Thing. I think you'll definitely recognize that one.
I feel like everyone knows One Thing, but like Heart Attack kind of people don't know.
Heart Attack. Ack, 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 ack. You ought to know by now. That's a Billy Joel reference. Again, we're crossing demographics here at Sterling Radio. We're bringing...
I'm going to have a heart attack if I hear any more of this.
We're bringing musical families together. Anyway, here's Heart Attack, followed by One Thing, right here on Sterling Radio.
Trying to be okay, I'm trying to be alright. But see, This is Dan Farr, the video technology teacher, assistant baseball coach, and morning news coordinator here at Sterling, and you're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
I've tried playing it cool, but when I'm looking at you, I can't ever be brave. You make my heart race. Shot me out of the sky. You're my kryptonite. You keep making me weak. Yeah, frozen and can't breathe. Something's gotta give now, 'cause I'm dying just to make.
Yeah.
One Thing and Heart Attack by One Direction, a double shot. I hope you enjoyed those songs. It's always fun. I was trying to get as much One Direction in your musical gullet as possible before the show is over.
Do you care about that One Thing? Because I certainly don't.
Because you've got that one heart attack. Anyway, I forgot to mention before we went to that little segment there, the polls are in fact up, so make sure to vote for Maroon 5. Just Maroon 5 and no one else.
Maroon 5?
We appreciate it.
Maroon 5.
If we could somehow put a poll up
Maroon 5.
Where both options were Maroon 5, we would have done it.
Yes.
But it turns out that's what they call unethical
and cheating
and bias. But that's just us. Anyway, we're going to play get another double shot of One Direction before we wrap up things for today. You're going to hear I Would and Kiss You, two songs by One Direction. We do not have much to say, but we hope you enjoy. They're two, I'm sure they're two pop hits that you probably know the words to. So here it is. It's I Would and Kiss You on Sterling Radio.
Vote for Maroon 5.
Lately I found myself thinking, been dreaming about you a lot. And up in my head I'm your boyfriend, but that's one thing you've already got. He drives to school every morning, while I walk alone in the rain. He'd kill me without any warning if he took a look in my brain. Would he say he's in L-O-V-E? Well, if it was me, then I would.
Come on, yeah. Oh, baby, baby, don't you know you got what I need? Looking so good from your head to your feet. Come on, come over here, over here. Come on, come over here, yeah. Oh, I just wanna show you off to all of my friends. Making them drool out of chinny chin chins. Baby, be mine tonight, mine tonight. Baby, be mine tonight, yeah. And if you, you want me to, let's make a move.
Kiss You and I Would, two wonderful musical masterpieces from One Direction.
The title's gonna sound like an unfinished sentence.
I would.
I would. And then something, something, kiss you.
Yeah. Like, anyway, that's gonna wrap up our show for today. Make sure to go vote Strong Radio. The polls are, in fact, up. Currently, luckily, Maroon 5 is beating One Direction. I think like 77 to something.
That something
would,
or other.
23. I can't do math. But they are winning. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. As Mr. Strauss said earlier, we've got the Mad Lads Rock. They're Elite Eight. You're going to have Panic at the Disco going up against 21 Pilots. Make sure to tune in for that. We do have that sound effect, by the way. I'm sure they'll be using that liberally. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. And to close us out, we're keeping with our numbered theme bands that didn't make the cut. Here's Hold On Loosely by 38 Special. Enjoy.